All right, the next objection is not a common one, but sometimes people get it confused, and you may get it. If they ask the question about pyramids, like, is this one of those illegal pyramids, and they use the word illegal in it, then I recommend you respond with, absolutely not. Pyramids are illegal. I wouldn't waste my time or yours on something illegal. What I'm discussing is a legitimate business. Return to whichever step on the inviting formula you were on prior to this step. Make sure you get them to see brilliant compensation, though. The next question objection I want to discuss with you is not really a question or objection, but rather it's when the prospect is not interested. When your prospect is not interested, you have to be able to accept it. Remember, your job is to help people. If you're trying to force someone, you're not helping them. If you do the greet and qualify steps correctly, you will have prevented most not interested prospects from getting this far simply because they wouldn't have qualified. Most of the time when you get the I'm not interested response, it will be after you have had them look at information or they've asked if it's network marketing and you were not able to get them beyond the objection. When you can tell that your prospect has definitively decided they're not interested, you must accept it and have your prospect feel good about telling you that. You'll find that the majority of your prospects will not have the guts to actually tell you no. They most often prefer to avoid talking to you. This is pretty shallow, but that's my experience. So when someone does have the guts to tell you they're not interested, accept it and admire the fact that they are a cut above the majority. I have witnessed a single no from a prospect cause network marketers to quit their business, totally give up on their dreams. I have also witnessed a no cause networkers to be destroyed all day, all week, and sometimes longer, simply because the networker hasn't learned how to deal properly with a I'm not interested. I've also witnessed the violent reaction of a networker towards her family saying no, which yielded two siblings not speaking to one another since. All of this is handled with you learning to accept I'm not interested. Now, I've also seen where a prospect says they're not interested, but it's just a mask for an unexpressed objection. You will develop the skill for being able to flush out these unexpressed objections the more people you talk to. You will develop the ability to read your prospects. When you really listen to your prospect, instead of trying to figure out what to say, you'll hear all they say, even if they don't actually say it. An example of this happened to me not too long ago, and the person was trying to hurry me to get to the point. I hadn't really gotten anything out when he just said, I'm not interested. Now, at that point, I knew there was nothing he could be not interested in, as I hadn't told him anything yet. So I just said, sir, if you're not interested, I will completely accept that, but I've not really said anything about it yet. Did I catch you at a bad time? He immediately calmed down and said, you know what? That's really it. I've got fires going on all over the place here, and I really shouldn't have picked up the phone. And then I didn't want to be rude and say I couldn't talk. And so I was even ruder by saying I'm not interested. I replied with, well, I greatly appreciate you telling me that. Why don't I just call you sometime when you put the fires out? He thanked me and we hung up. So when I give you the lines I use when someone is not interested, I'm not giving you permission to abandon someone who needs your help getting past their bug. But when they have reviewed something and have made a definitive decision not to participate, then you need to allow them that decision, and you need to accept that decision. Let's do a live call with Lynn the singer. Lynn had experienced network marketing before. Listen to her make a definitive statement, and how I then allowed her to feel good about her decision, and then how the call turned out because of that.
I like doing what I do. I don't like dealing with business. You know, I have to deal with the business of singing, you know, to push that forward. But it's like,
yeah.
I just don't want to get involved in other business. I see the potential. I just want to focus on doing it in the arena that I'm doing it in. You know, that's where my heart is, where my passion is, my calling, what I feel like doing. And, I mean, maybe down the line when I free up some time and I can think about it, you know, then maybe I'd want to look into it because I see the value in, you know, for creating another stream of income or something like that, but
sure.
Helping people, as you say. But at this point, I want to help people the way I've been helping them and focus on that.
And you do that so well.
Oh.
And so really, conversation over as it relates to network marketing. I respect you in a tremendous way and your ability to sing and your passion and what you deliver to people. And so, and that's what you should do. When I opened up the conversation, What I said is that if you're happy with what you're doing and you're heading down the track, then I don't want to take you off that. But if there is something that you're interested in, you know, something that I could help you with, then I would want to do that. But you're focused, girl. And I love it. Please keep your head down and remember that you knew me back when you were singing on a boat with with wet hair and
and us swimming to shore and back, and you teaching me about swimming for the triathlon and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We jumped in that freezing cold water.
Can't ever forget that. I really appreciate that. I appreciate you thinking of me, and I appreciate you letting me know about it, but also honoring how I feel. So thank you very much for that, Tim.
Oh, you're so, so welcome. And so you are going on tour. You're going to be heading to Japan.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Yep.
Wow. Well, adios.
Yeah, right. Or sayonara.
Yeah. Well, you knock them dead, and we'll talk again.
You got it. Thanks so much, Tim.
Oh, you bet. Take good care.
You too. Much love.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Could you hear how definitive her decision was? Then how I backed her decision? And then how I made small talk and ended the conversation in an upbeat mood? This is the correct way to accept a person who is not interested. After you do this a few times, you will actually enjoy doing this, because it will mean something definitive to you also. It's not someone hanging out there undone. And the prospect will appreciate it too, because they can let go of it. I'll touch on this a little bit more in follow-up. All right, so let me give you the lines I use. Sue, I enjoy talking with you. I understand that you're not interested based on whatever they said. Now, in some situations, you can ask to stay in touch with them. It really just depends on the situation. Here's what you say when you feel it is appropriate. Sue, in case your situation changes, can I stay in touch? Not bug you, but maybe send you an email in a month or so? And then get their response. What is your email address? Let me repeat that back to you, and then do so. All right, Sue, have a wonderful evening. I look forward to working with you in the future if your situation changes. Bye-bye. Sometimes it doesn't come to that nice of an ending. If you feel you've upset your prospect, I recommend you say something like this. Sue, I'm sorry I've upset you. That was not my intent. In fact, it was just the opposite. I wanted to help. It's probably best we drop the discussion. End the call or make small talk and end in an upbeat mood.